Daily Weekly.
You guys are disappointing me. Everybody, episode 4 of Daily Weekly. I'm here with Michael McAndrew and Shane Kelly. And for the first time, we're recording Daily Weekly out and about.
Wow. We were inside and then we thought, let's go outside.
Get some sun, get some fresh air.
We're down by the canal.
Yeah.
By my abode.
Where's that boy?
That boy is on the lilies. He's on the lily pads.
What a lily pad substitute for a corsage?
That's a very good question.
Just pick one and wrap it around your woman's hand.
It would be an innovative and cost-effective... Anyway, it's Daily Weekly. It's Daily Weekly.
Deb's edition.
So, also on Daily Weekly today... Daily Weekly today. We're also going to talk about what happened this week.
Suicide Squad.
Is there anything else to say about it?
You released your review.
Shane, you read my review, yes?
I didn't read your review.
You didn't read my review. It's not really worth reading. It's not very good. Like, everyone's reading it because for once everyone saw the film, but it's definitely not one of my better reviews. Like, I haven't written a good review in ages. I used to be really proud of what I wrote.
I think they're very well written.
Well, thank you, Michael.
No, they're I really like your reviews.
They're accurate.
Maybe.
I disagree with you on some.
That is true. Yes.
That's true.
But I used to be very proud of a lot of the stuff I'd write and be sort of like,
yeah.
But now I'm not anymore. The stuff I'm writing now is really, I'm recycling old adjectives
mean
and stuff.
It's bad though. It just means that you've just done the work at a different time.
I guess I should be getting better. I should be improving my writing though, and I'm not really getting lazy. But I wrote a thing about American Beauty last weekend, and it got incredible traffic. I don't know how. For some reason, it got like 2,000 views in the first day. It was like it was like BuzzHub's number one article of the week. I have no idea why.
It's probably because what's his name, that British dude, you know, the guy who's like John Stewart,
John Oliver,
John Oliver, the other John, the British John Stewart.
He made a joke about it.
He did.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that probably put it back in people.
That was the day. No, this was on the Saturday that did really well. Yeah,
okay.
The article's called "America's Weirdest Home Videos: The Dark Brilliance of American Beauty." I had to come up with a really great title.
The Dark Brilliance. Yeah, it's good.
Because America's Weirdest Home Videos is what your man says when he's watching Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. America's Greatest Home Videos.
America's Weirdest.
Weirdest Home Videos.
I thought it was a good name for an article about it because the film is like America's Weirdest Home Videos. It's like a peek inside the horrendous strangeness of suburbia. I don't know. It's not a very good article, but whatever. People read it, so they clicked on
it. How
us.
Many people?
2,000. Like 2,000. It was the top article of the week on BuzzHub. Like, and Suicide Squad review got like 400 likes. So.
Did it overtake Jupiter Ascending?
For the week it did. But Jupiter Ascending is still the number one post of the year.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Completely inexplicably. The number four post of the year is Leonardo DiCaprio dead after brutal bear attack, which was this year's April Fool's thing. Actually, yeah, that's weird.
You should write for the Waterford Whisperer.
I should. I'd never come up with such brilliant stories as Chandler Bing killed in whatever, Libya or whatever. Sudan. That's really clever. That's funny.
Why?
Because it's like, why would Chandler Bing die?
Oh, it's completely random.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. We will miss you, Mr. Bean. 1998, 1993 to 2015. We will miss you, Mr. Bean.
It was like, it got so much traction. Like,
I know. Well, it didn't.
It got so much traction from people who realized
from,
the joke
yes,
and
yes.
thought it was really funny.
Yes. Exactly.
I thought it was real. That's the thing.
No, he didn't. Oh, we thought he'd really posted it. Well, because he's such an idiot. I wouldn't put it past him. Yeah, I think so. But like, I would not put it past him at all to believe stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's
Like if stupid people post something like that, I'm going to assume that they believe it, because why wouldn't they?
He's not that bad.
Oh, I think he is. And also another person's father went and commented on it and believed it as well, who I hadn't taken him to be an idiot, but he did, so. We're not going to say. Daily Weekly.
Wait, just write it down on this.
Oh, yeah.
No. He gets it. He gets it. Yeah. This is great audio.
All right.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
That probably came out on the podcast now.
No, you heard it, did you?
I heard a whisper, which the microphone may also have heard. Anyway. We're in the middle of a really big green field right now. It actually looks so cool. And,
it was really weird. There were people camping here.
Really?
One night, my dad was like, hey, look down by the, the canal, yeah. There's people camping.
That's like not
like
a
this
bad
is,
spot.
But this
is your property.
Yeah. Well,
okay, do you own this field?
Well, we own that all along there.
The laneway, like.
But like this field itself is Jimmy the farmer's.
Okay.
But
does he mind? Does he mind us recording Daily Weekly on his premises?
It's kind of like just along this patch is kind of like a shared patch.
Wait, how deep is the trench?
Oh yeah, the trench. Go on, run and jump. Go on, run
Dunkirk. And jump. Dunkirk.
Absolutely awful. Dunkirk. Absolutely awful. They shouldn't have. They
I was
shouldn't.
Waiting for the Inception music.
They shouldn't have put one out. They're still filming it. They shouldn't have put a trailer out.
This can be filled with. This is like drainage for the field. So when it gets rainy, this will fill up. Like,
no way I could jump that.
Really?
Like standing jump that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it, but
no, don't try.
Couldn't jump that myself.
I mean, the thing is, like, okay, you miss it, what happens? You just land.
It's not like it's.
It's not like. It's not like there's water in there.
It's a rig, like a.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Lou attempts to cross a.
No,
dried up canal.
No, thanks.
On Daily Weekly.
If I could.
Someday we'll have exciting action stunts on Daily Weekly. Today is not that day.
Presented in glorious audio form.
Like on a previous podcast that we did, we had a scene where.
There you go.
Ah, oh,
so beautiful. Just make a chain. Of
I'm that. Actually. I'm going to make one. Like.
Are you?
I think I will.
Don't bother.
It would be nice.
It would be very nice.
And I'm willing to put in the effort rather than spend money.
If it looks nice, it would be nice.
It won't look nice. What was I saying? Yes, I mean, on our previous podcast that we did, which I won't name, we had one episode where I went and took a driving lesson and almost crashed the car. So,
classic episode.
Brilliant episode.
Probably my favorite episode. Like.
Well, see, that's a good part, but the rest of the episode is us walking Diamond Hill. It's a pretty good episode. Like, it's a bumper edition with loads of exciting stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very good episode.
That and our Switzerland episodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some fantastic episodes. The Ploughing Championship episode is great as well.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Ploughs and Cows, 66. You are... No, I don't think you
I
are.
I don't
no.
I'm in it.
No, you aren't.
Such
yeah, neither of you are on it.
Where did I go?
It's Jimmy and me and Kian.
That was in October at TY.
September. It was the day before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started, so it was like the 23rd of September.
No, come on.
It was September.
Because I know the day that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started. September 24th, 2013. Because I was very excited. Yeah.
Christ.
I wish I could do TY again.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate TY.
Really? I asked if you had work to do.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I just disliked certain parts of it.
So did I.
I loved doing the yearbook with you, Lynn.
I love doing the yearbook with you, Mike.
Oh, you used to hate each other, remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Michael...
No, I never...
Well, I mean, if he did, it was for very good reason. These secrets being described for the very...
I never hated you, but there was a period of time which we didn't see eye to eye. Because I was being...
But this is, of course, old news to listeners of our previous podcast.
Of course, yes, because...
We've talked about it many a time.
Fans know.
Diehard fans know our history, yeah. We could write a book.
We're very public about it, aren't we, really?
We are, yeah.
You know, which is the best way to be.
We should write a book someday.
Lou and
Mike. And Lucy and 20 years of podcasting together, and we write the whole story about all the crazy interviews we had on the 99% where people cancelled and didn't show up, and about those times on the JL show that you went to Switzerland. Oh, we mentioned it, the name. Ooh. The time you went to Switzerland and all that, and we could talk about, we could have Shane write the introduction, mm-hmm. design the cover.
Instagram captions, so I'll do the social media.
Yes. just go hashtag.
The book can be called
Prisma cover.
What would the book be called?
Something
material. I don't know.
Podcast material.
With a hashtag.
Hashtag podcast material.
It would be the name of the book.
The hashtag is silent.
The boyfriend material line. I'll show it to you later. Looks like a video.
Lads, I think we should head back to the gym.
Yeah, let's go back to the gym.
I have to do my ninth set today.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, let's go do some sets, man.
Whoa!
Let's get our swole on.
I'd love it if a bull attacked us now.
Do you know what we need? We need like a little kind of like a little boat that we can just go up and down the
yeah, exactly.
canal on. Like three men like one boat. Of those punting boats Gorman's that they have draft. on the cam, or
nice peaceful little
like a little like rowboat.
Yeah,
something.
There's a rowboat. Like, just sit there.
Because the other one's a bit too big to bring down.
Yeah, I know.
You can put it on it, but it's a sea boat. Like. It's for the sea.
The sea.
If any of our listeners will be willing to donate to the little boat, yes,
the little boat fund. We are offering a patron
corsage for Lou's devastating.
No, the little boat. We're going to do Patreon for Daily Weekly, and when we get to €1,000 in fundraising, we are going to buy a little boat, and we're going to take our listeners who are raffled, take out on an adventure.
Audio experience.
Yes.
On the
5 years, one audio adventure.
What you don't know about this canal is it joins the Ballyquirk Lake.
Okay.
And Loch Carrib.
Wow.
So you can go out into Loch Carrib and
the Quirky Lake.
The Quirky Lake.
Show title.
The Quirky Lake. Yeah. Okay.
the quirky lake. Dumbledore terrorists. The Quirky Lake.
So if you like, just keep quirky walking lake. Along there. That'll take you to that bridge.
Okay.
You know the bridge.
Yes,
there
just the bridge.
Because that's where the canal joins the lake.
Cool, cool, cool.
Fascinating story of the day.
Cool,
cool, cool.
Kind of nippy out.
Tis nippy out. If you don't have a
warm clothes,
like my Ferrari jumper.
Hey man, do you own a Ferrari?
Everybody says that. It's like the biggest conversation starter ever. It's just like, oh, look at you. You like Ferraris, and like,
yeah.
No, I don't.
Jesus Christ. Nick Ferrari so much. Name five of their songs.
Nick Ferrari from LBC, leading Britain's conversation.
Uh huh.
Speaking of Britain.
No, we're not getting into British politics.
No, I wasn't planning on talking about British politics.
Oh, good. No, it's British people.
It's British people. The monarchy. So yesterday, the Duke of Westminster died.
Who's he? Who?
He's just a rich fucker. He's not a
hate crimes. Hate crimes. That's hate crimes.
He died at the age of 64.
Can't say that.
He's not a Windsor. Like he died at the age of 64. He's a very. He's like a billionaire landowner. He's dead.
I really wish I was him.
I don't because I'd have because
no,
but I don't wish I was him because yeah. If I was him, everyone in Ireland would hate me, and I couldn't live with that because
yeah.
He's an absolute.
Would the Queen have the power to abolish the monarchy?
Yeah,
like if she could, said in her will, like lads, break up the monarchy. I wanted to be the last queen.
She could certainly deal with it now if she wanted to.
Like, she'd have to be living.
If the whole family decided at once that they wanted to just be left alone, they could easily give up the palace to the people. Like,
it would be so great though if they made Buckingham Palace into like a museum and all of their
exactly.
Is it well, a museum anyway?
No, they live
no.
there.
Like, is there not tourists?
Yeah,
there
but only
for...
like only when they're not there, and you can only go to certain parts. And just and you have to pay, and it's just awful. It should be a public.
I mean, they have done that with
like.
The one out in. They have done that with other places that
yeah.
they own, didn't they? They made them into museums. And
I
stuff.
Don't know.
Oh, they definitely did.
No, I mean, I think Buckingham Palace should be like an orphanage, like so.
No, that's a bit.
Children's hospital.
Well, at least a museum.
Just like, I'd
at least a museum is more doable than an orphanage.
Back here on Daily Weekly, Shane Kelly playing the guitar. How are you, Shane?
Grand now.
Grand now.
Usual.
Try some audio experimentation. 1, 2, 3. This will be some fun. 1, 2, 3. Let's see how that sounded. Anyway. Michael McAndrew is also here. How are you, Michael?
Good.
Good. Were you there when they crucified you?
I'm just...
Let's have a listen to Daily Weekly.
This will be meta now.
You guys are disappointing me. Everybody, episode 4 of Daily Weekly. I'm here with Michael McAndrew and Shane Kelly.
Don't control my computer here. It's not how this world works, Lou. Alright, I'll just put it in my special Daily Weekly folder.
Oh, yeah. Want to hear the cast of the female version of Ocean's 11 that's being made?
No.
This is insane.
Is it good?
Kind of. It's just crazy list of women, like.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie.
Like, decent people.
Cameron Diaz.
Okay. Sandra Bullock.
All right.
Cate Blanchett. They're going to be playing, like, the George and Brad duo, right? Anne Hathaway. Rihanna.
Oh, fuck.
And then this is when it gets bad. Helena Bonham Carter. Mindy Kaling. Awkwafina.
You don't think Rihanna is bad?
How is Rihanna better than Helena Bonham Carter?
Nobody's worse than Helena Bonham Carter.
Why? Because Christina Awkwafina?
Literally her name is Awkwafina. So she was in Neighbours 2. It's going to be directed... Neighbours 2.
Oh, it is.
It says it's going to be directed by Gary Ross. Oh, because they were trying to get Jen Lawrence for it. I'm assuming Anne Hathaway is now playing that character.
So
that's a good list. If I was making a heist film now, I would put Anne Hathaway in it. Like so.
Oh yeah.
I had an idea for a heist film a few years ago with a cast: Bradley Cooper, Anne Hathaway, Bill Murray,
Savage,
Brendan Fraser.
Why don't I have Bradley?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Nicolas Cage.
He doesn't do ensembles like. Nicolas Cage doesn't work well.
But
movies.
Like, which one of them the cast can play like?
Joe doesn't work well with other.
Oh, the cast I just named.
Who's the boss?
But National Treasure.
Brendan
like.
Fraser.
National Treasure.
No, not of yours, but like of the.
Of this one, Sandra Bullock is.
Oh, it's kind of clipping and stuff.
Sandra Bullock is going to be the George Clooney character. And
Sandra Bullock is the female.
And Cate Blanchett, yeah, she is. I mean, she was in.
Oh, the wind is so bad.
This what's the movie called that was written for him that she took over? Came out a couple months ago. It was a political. Our brand is crisis. That was written for George Clooney, and she took the role.
Why didn't he take it? Just didn't like it.
He wanted to give it to her. Have a woman do it. It was a terrible film, anyway. So he probably just didn't want to be in it. Chicken for days.
4 days.
Chicken.
Son, did you do your homework?
I want to do my homework.
What?
I want chicken for days. Chicken for days. It's chicken for days. Everybody's having fun at chicken for days.
I've got a drumstick.
I got
I got a bucket full of mystery stuff.
Chicken for days. Totally crazy. Don't ask questions. Just eat.
Chicken too.
Over at Chicken for Days, they pump their chickens full of hormones and keep them cooped up in tiny cages. Now, as a chicken, this concerns me. Here at Gentle Farms, we treat our livestock differently. Lush fields, plenty of dignity, and foosball. The chickens here have wonderful lives before we harvest them so you can eat them.
But wait, Pa, aren't we chickens? I don't want to get eaten.
Boy, these animals aren't like us. They're specifically bred to be eaten and genetically modified for maximum flavor. When our chicks are first hatched, we lovingly inject them with natural, delicious hormones, which makes the meat, thereby erasing any moral gray area. Now, you can feel good about eating our meat. It's simple. No one knows chicken like chicken.
That is really weird.
Why do they put the skip ad button so late? I'm not going to skip the ad now. I'm invested.
Bojack, you're driving a car right now.
Oh, right.
Wait, so that's just there. That's just there. Wait, that didn't start the video. No, just chicken for days. But that's the start of the episode.
Helium. We still want to supply helium balloon
for just a Mr. Price.
Okay.
That was funny.
For days.
Yeah.
I wasn't check my Instagram
for days. It does not.
Well, it's just that one.
I posted yesterday.
36 live.
Well, that should be your segment for 99% next week. Films that would be better.
God bless you.
That could be a Daily Weekly segment.
Please follow me and I'll follow you back.
What would have been better?
The Carrier shot himself in the head. I don't know nothing.
The Shawshank. Tim Robbins.
Suicide Squad.
Tim Robbins shoots himself and then he gets out of Shawshank.
No. The end of Shawshank is good. The end of Shawshank is good. My post on Instagram yesterday was my first post in 19 days, so.
Forrest Gump.
The longest I've ever gone without posting on Instagram. Literally, since I signed up.
Forrest Gump. I have AIDS.
No. No. No, Shane.
No.
Kevin is practicing.
It's great.
I love it. Wait, am I being picked up from over here?
Yeah, probably.
Delete that.
No. Oh, you're looking at your Instagram. Probably. You're such a narcissist, Michael.
Just
pictures of
just pictures of yourself, like.
Just pictures of Blue.
Michael.
Why is that on your Instagram?
I don't know.
You're not even
there. Phone charger, I could borrow there for a few seconds. Or for more than a few seconds, but
he's distracted by his Instagram. He's not listening to you.
There's one down in my room, you know, already.
Hi.
Taken for days.
God, this is a weird photo.
That's a great photo.
Which one?
One of him and Elise. It's like the best photo that's ever been on your Instagram. I love it.
No, it's
not. Oh, I love that photo.
I don't even look good at it.
Look at the hair, though.
It's terrible.
It's like a face-up picture.
Yeah. Those are your glasses, right?
Yeah.
It's like
they look great on her. She should wear those all the time.
I know.
Looks like he did a face-up.
Selfie with Bay. With the selfie spelled misspelled.
That was deliberate.
Self-A.
And then it's the A-E thing.
Yeah. I wrote that caption. I was very proud of it. How did I not get more likes? Jesus.
6 likes.
That's ridiculous.
And one of them is me, so that doesn't count.
And one of them is me,
so Karen, the other one is Elise, so that doesn't count
either. And I don't count. And Lily took the photo.
And Gary Greeny.
So it's literally 2 likes.
Gary, yeah.
Hunt for the Hulk.
There was a point.
Oh, and she were going to Disneyland.
1 like.
Shit.
And that's only because Martina was tagging it.
Yeah.
I thought the first one to get more likes.
God.
Yeah,
I just put that up to spoil people. I thought it was funny.
0 likes.
Yeah, I might like that.
I thought a picture of Han Solo being murdered by his son was
great. It's horrific. I hate looking at my own
Twitter from as well. I just tweet random things.
I have better things to do with my time.
Do you?
I do have better things to be doing with my time.
Oh yeah.
Oh jeez,
You should stop posting to my Instagram.
I don't. I haven't posted on Instagram in ages.
Yeah, you should just shut it down.
I would, if it wasn't for Shane, I probably would.
Shut it down forever.
Shut it down.
I mean, I'd shut it down. It has been the source of enjoyment for some. Good times. God, look how long it's taking to upload this.
Wow.
And it's only 30. It'd be so fast if you were in
Skibbereen. It's mad. That's really slow. Yeah, our internet's
slow. It's 29.7.
Our internet is like stuff in here. 3 or 4 times faster than that, I would say.
You got the charger, Shane.
I did.
Chicken for days.
It's a nice charger.
Chicken for days.
I know.
It's funny. I love that chicken for days.
Everybody's going to chicken for days.
Whoa.
The problem with this mic is it's basically like one of those, so you have to be like really close to it.
You have to.
Well,
yeah.
Where it's the quality's really good when you're talking like this.
Yeah.
But you can't really hear us in the back. You know? Mm.
Chicken for days.
I got a mystery bucket.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 4 of Daily Weekly. We'll be back soon with more Daily Weekly for your buck. You can visit dailyweekly.com, follow Daily Weekly on Twitter, follow Daily Weekly on Facebook, follow Daily Weekly on Instagram. I am LucianWD on Instagram, @Revolutionary on Twitter. Thanks to Shane and Michael.
We'll be back. Mike on Instagram.
We'll be back very soon with more Daily Weekly.